Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen2N, and I've got Simon with me.
Or SM2N, hello.
Hello, it's the 1st of January 2016, and well, I sort of realised we didn't do our looking back at the last year boo last night because we were too busy catching up on Castle while it was still on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, we could still watch it for free. In
That's
HD.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, very clever marketing play by Amazon there, getting us all to sign up. That was partly so we could watch this and not having to pay for it. And then they take it away, and we thought, yes, we can get through season 5, we can do it. And then we realised they've got season 6 and 7 as well. Ah! And we didn't quite make it.
Yeah, but the cliffhanger at the end of season 5 was sufficient that we thought, well, we'll watch a bit of season 6, so we did.
Yeah, we got to
get over the cliffhanger.
2 episodes of season 6, didn't we?
3.
3? I thought it was only 2. Wow, better than I thought. Anyway, so yes, we were quite busy doing that.
Or was it 2?
I thought it was 2.
Might have been 2.
And
actually,
then they, yeah. Because it was too close to the new year then, wasn't it?
We got to see Lisa Edelstein being in Castle.
I know.
Yeah.
Cuddy from House. Yeah, we haven't watched House for a while either, since it moved to Sky, really. So that was a long time ago. So, yes.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Sort of. Oh, yes, we did that yesterday, didn't we? Galaxy far, far away.
If we ended the year by watching the new Star Wars film.
Yes. It's really funny. Emilia was kind of, my friend warned me that her son was really, he's the same age as Henry. He was really interested and loved it. But her daughter was a little bit scared and had nightmares. And I thought, okay, fine, I'll let Emilia take a cuddly toy along to so she can hide behind that, and she did. And Henry took a cuddly toy as well, but he didn't really need it. He was literally on the edge of his seat almost the entire time. So apart from when there was too much talking going on, and he didn't really know what was going on, and he slumped into his seat a bit. But rest of the time, he was sitting right at the front, and sort of very eagerly absorbing it all, and then he wanted to go see it again. And Amelia's been all right. She hasn't had any nightmares.
No, she was quite preoccupied and concerned about how one particular actor will have managed to survive their plummet to their apparent death in the film.
Yeah.
We had to try and explain to her about, you know, actors and
it's not real. I keep telling her it's a film. It's not real. Yes. But yeah, that was really good. So that was a good film to watch at the end of the year. We've had quite a busy few days, which was sort of slightly at odds with what everybody else seemed to be doing. Everybody else seemed to have really busy sort of before Christmas, and then Christmas, obviously, and lots more time this side of Christmas, whereas for us it's Christmas quite quiet. But this week it all happened, didn't it?
Yes, we were very busy.
Lots of stuff going on. Just as the rest of the year, really. Been quite busy again. So, yes, what have we been doing? All sorts, really. Even though I have to say it calmed down a bit from the year before, which was really frantic with my new voluntary position. So it calmed down a bit. Well, after half the year, anyway.
Yes, that's true. Got a better work life balance.
Yeah. what else did we do?
What, in the year?
Yeah, there was loads. Or should we just sort of say what we're doing next? But I'm not doing New Year's resolutions because it's silly. There's several things that I want to do, but I think, well, I don't need to wait until a particular day to do them. So, like, I really got into keeping fit again just before the summer, and then the summer happened, we were going away, and I just couldn't keep up with it all. And then starting September, I got so busy, it just completely went out the window. And I just very recently took it up again.
Yeah, you got back into
November or December, I think.
I need to get back into it as well.
Yeah, I think that'd be good, actually, if we're both doing it, because then that's always kind of a, ooh, you're doing something, ooh, I should really.
Amelia proved to us, though, that doing it every day really does help.
Yes.
In her case, it was the viola.
Yeah.
Practicing. And so, you know, one of the highlights of the year is her passing her grade one viola.
Yeah.
So that's got to be, yeah, that's definitely one of the highlights of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she showed that by doing it every day, then you really get into the habit and it becomes much easier once
you. And I thought I was going to stick with it over Christmas because there's nothing else to do, but I haven't. So that's something I need to start up again. Thankfully, we've not eaten that much, so I don't feel so guilty.
True.
But yeah, so there's that, and reading books. And
yeah, it seemed like last year I was having a mince pie and cream every evening.
Did I buy that many?
You know, sort of into mid-January. And this year...
Really?
This year, you know, we managed to...
Yeah.
Not overdo the...
Yeah, we've finished Stollen. I think there's one mince pie left, if you'd like it.
Didn't you get two Stollens last year? I think you might have got two Stollens last year. I think I did,
yes. Mum sent one and then I bought another one. Because we ran out the year before.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's just several things. But, yeah, so as I say, I didn't wait. I started that up again and I can start again now. And you? What else?
I've been driving more carefully and better to the speed limits.
Well, yeah.
Since I had another speeding offence in September, I think it was. October, whatever it was. By a speed camera, so I'm a lot more
aware. Come on, unfamiliar road works. They don't always put those temporary limits where you can actually see them when you join the road.
I'm sure they do, you know.
Or there's a tree that grows in front of it or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, I as observant as I could have been, you know, was I on the lookout for
someone's clearly been on the course.
You know, so I'm more observant now.
That's good to know.
And obviously, because I've got a much newer car now following the crash in May, which I'm very lucky to escape both myself and the kids unscathed. Yeah. So that was very lucky as well. So, yes, I think I'm a more conscious and conscientious driver this year.
Do we leave the house earlier because of that, though? Probably not.
A little bit.
Do we? Okay.
Even if you leave the house late, you know.
Yeah.
It's better to be late than late.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one. Okay. Okay. And whatever else? What else? What other plans we got? I got myself a book out. I'm going to read a book, see how that goes.
Oh, good.
I still haven't started. I just don't want to start for fear of then I can't stop and do the things that I need to do, like making dinner and stuff. Oh, yeah, I've made some dinners from scratch. I was quite proud of myself. But it just shows that I need to have sufficient time to forage for ingredients and recipes and stuff. Because it's for me, it's like being creative to come up with some kind of cooking rather than just going into the routine of the same stuff all over again.
I'm talking of creative stuff.
Yes.
I did an album last year.
Yes.
So that'll be a plan potentially to do another album this year.
Okay. I have been warned.
Yeah.
You let me know what corks, etc. you need for that, won't you?
I think I've got enough equipment now, thank you, darling.
Oh, really? If you think of something, you can have an early birthday present.
I got quite a lot last year. I got my Korg Velcro sample, and I've got my Korg Electribe, and I also got that little Yamaha thing on the side, and a little Casio keyboard. So I've got a few little bits and bobs.
Good, nice.
Although,
whenever something arrives from Amazon, you're still like, "Ooh, is it another Korg?"
I've still got my mind on a piano-sized keyboard, though.
See, I knew it. There so was that something I can else. I learn piano. It. Yeah, that'd be good.
Because learning piano would be a good thing to do as well.
There you go. There's enough things we can do this year. Let's see. Let's see how we do.
New year, new starts. Thank you for letting me on your booth.
Thanks for listening. Happy New Year.